Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Finding your person can be a lifelong pursuit, but once you found them, you realize it was worth the wait. On today's case, Mrs. Pegler and her husband, Mr. Baxter, thought that they'd done just that. They had an instant connection, and they fell in love and even blended their families. Now, Mrs. Pegler says her husband's poor judgment and an unthinkable betrayal has put everything at risk. She's in court today to decide whether or not it's even worth trying to make it work. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is a case of Pegler versus Baxter.
Thank you very much. Ms. Pegler, Mr. Baxter, Ms. Pegler, you say you have endured more pain and heartache at the hands of your husband than anyone should have to deal with. You say your husband's betrayal is why you are here today, ready to end your marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Baxter, you're here today to prove to your wife that you desperately want to continue in this marriage. You say you want your family back, but most importantly, you want your wife to trust you again.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Baxter. It looks like something happened between the two of you to get you to court today. Let's start with you, Ms. Pegler. Take me back to when you all first met.
We met at a kickback back in 2014 at a mutual friend's house. Mm-hmm. The energy was really good with us. The chemistry was good. And we just really hit it off really good.
So everything started out well, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you had similar interests and similar background?
Yes, Your Honor.
So talk to me a little bit about what kinds of relationship you had been in before and what was different about this one.
Well, I was married before.
Okay.
And once that marriage had ended, you know, it was a lot of stuff that happened in between. Like, I lost my mother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lost my father. And I also lost my brother. But
that's a lot. That's an awful lot.
Yes. So I was looking for, you know, that comfort again.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, someone to be there that I can, you know, lean on and have, you know, that type of relationship with. And when we met, it was great. It was just great. The chemistry was just everything. I mean, he was take me on dates and, you know, buy me flowers and everything. So, and that's what I loved about him because he had such a kind heart.
How'd you guys get engaged?
He proposed to me with a flower.
She loved flowers.
I love that.
And it was something different because my first engagement, I took off running.
But it sounds romantic.
It was.
Okay, and so you thought this was the one, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Especially after so much loss.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Baxter, why was she the one for you?
When we first met, she just had this energy that can brighten up a room. She had this intellectual persona about her that just attracts me to her so much.
And I understand that you all blended your family, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what kind of father is Mr. Baxter?
Phenomenal. He's a phenomenal father. He does everything for his kids. And not even just his, mine also. You know, he even still comes to my son's games and, you know, watch him play.
Well, that's probably because he thinks of him as his son also.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's what you wanted, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So, Lord knows, it sounds really good and there's some stakes involved here because there's some families that have fallen in love with each other. But I understand things started to go down.
Yes, Your Honor.
Can you tell me back, Ms. Pegler, when it first started?
After we got married, it was just like, not instantly, but it just started changing a little bit, you know.
What changed?
Like, we used to go on date nights all the time.
Oh, I love a date night.
Yes, I love a date night. And he would do no more date nights. It started dwindling down to where it was no more date nights. Stop buying me flowers, knowing I love flowers. And then would always have an excuse of where he's at, or he's wanted to be with his homeboys more.
So, wait, the date nights were really important because that's how he courted you, am I correct?
Exactly, yes.
So, Mr. Baxter, what happened? Why did date nights stop?
Well, I work a lot. And my work schedule, sometimes I might work 12 hours, sometimes I might work 18 hours.
But you had time to roll with your boys. See, because you made time for her when y'all were first dating. Why did it change? Because something happened, Mr. Baxter.
Well, because she kind of changed as well.
Okay, tell me what you mean by that.
Okay, if I do go out with my homeboys or whatever, most of the time I would see her out at the same spot that I'm at with my homeboys. And so how is that a problem if you're doing the same thing?
I'm talking about the date nights. Mm-hmm. If you used to do date nights together and y'all would either go and do something, for instance, my husband and I like live music. We go and hear Mesa sing, or we got to go hear if Eric Benet is in town, we on our way. Okay, that's something that we enjoy doing. And what did you all do on your date nights? And how did it change? Okay, Ms. Pinkler, your husband is not giving it to me. So you tell me.
We would go bowling. We would go skating. We would go to the movies.
See? That's date night.
We would go out to eat. And then sometimes, even though we go out to eat, I might do something. If the kids aren't at home or whatever, might do something sexy. Mm-hmm. Put on something sexy. And, you know, continue, like, the nightcap.
Yes.
Yes, from our date nights. But once everything started changing...
Can you peg it back?
Yes, ma'am.
To when it started changing?
Maybe about 2 years ago.
You think that's when the date nights started to peter out? Is that correct?
It started to dwindle.
What was occurring within your household?
He started coming home more like... He would be drunk, intoxicated, and things of that nature.
Well, that kind of turns you off probably, right?
It turned me off all the way.
What changed? Because...
Well, the lack of sex changed, for one. It was one time when I got out the shower, butt naked. He turned around and got excited, and I went and got the bath towel and walked away.
Why would you entice your man and then not be interested?
I got a bath towel. I ain't gonna entice him.
Why didn't you want to have sex with him?
I'm petty.
You can be petty if you want to, but Petty LaBelle is not going to get you the man that you want.
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Mr. Baxter, were you coming home drunk, sir?
Yes, after about 2 years ago.
Well, again, I wish I could take it back to what changed because...
Well, the lack of sex changed, for one.
Because so explain that to me.
With him being intoxicated. So it was one time when he was too intoxicated and he wanted some sex and I wouldn't give it to him. You know, I got up and I went in the living room and started watching TV. So he was confused about that.
That's not confusing. Why didn't you want to have sex with him?
Because you ain't showing me no appreciation. You're not giving me what I'm showing me that you care about me. Mm-hmm. So why should I give you sex I care about you?
It's always about her.
It's not always about me.
It's always about
me. It was even a time when he would be trying to have sex with me, and I would tell him I have a migraine. Because he knows I have bad migraines.
It sounds like you were putting him on PP, if you know what I mean.
Pretty much. And then it was one time when he was, I was in the shower. He came home. I was in the shower. I got out the shower, butt naked, and I bent down. And he turned around and got excited. And I went and got a bath towel and walked away. And he looked at me and was like, well, what's the problem?
But wait a minute, Ms. Pick, why would you entice your man and then not be interested?
I got a bath towel. I didn't entice him. I just got a bath towel.
Yes, you did.
The fact that you told a story the way you did tells me you enticed him. Because, see, lies don't have details. And you had the most beautiful details. You got out of the shower. You were butt naked. You went to bend down. You did that all on purpose. You did.
I'm petty.
Well, okay, but you can be petty if you want to, but Petty LaBelle is not going to get you the man that you want.
Or any sex.
So why are you all using sex as a weapon against each other when you all started out so happy together? I don't understand that.
Well, I have a friend, Lola, and she came to, you know, she would be over at the house a lot.
This was like a second home.
Right.
And you didn't have a problem with her being there initially. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes.
What made you think that something was going on untoward?
He would start coming home earlier from work. She would sit there and take showers with the door open.
Okay,
knowing my husband is there. Before she would sit there and be like, you know, I'll tell her stories or something that's bothering me about him. Oh, you got a good man. You don't worry about it. You know, he's a good man. Don't leave him and don't be tripping on him.
Okay, but wait a minute. Okay. Here's my question. Ms. Pegler, let me just say this to you. If I see a chick spending too much time at my house, inappropriately dressed, and not really hanging with me, I'm gonna check her with a quickness. Why didn't you check Miss Lola?
I like to get my receipts.
So, in other words, you were just waiting and laying in the
yes,
cut
ma'am.
To see if it was something there?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you talk to your husband about it?
Not at first. No, I wanted my receipts. I wanted my receipts.
So why did you want to catch him in the act rather than to knock it off at the...
Because...
Before it happened?
Because if... To me, if it's already signs that it's there, it's already happening. So, but before I come and accuse you of anything, I want to make sure I got all my receipts. I put tracking devices on his car.
Did he know that?
Nope.
Okay, Ms. Pegler, how'd you catch?
He was supposed to be going on a boys trip to Florida. And she came to me and was like that she met someone online and she was going to go visit them in South Carolina. So I put tracking devices in both of their suitcases.
She poured bleach on the clothes, wrote cheat on the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? She deserved to be mad, sir. You know that, right?
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Mr. Baxter, something tells me that you walk right into a trap.
Yep, I tracked him. I tracked him at a hotel. I tracked him. When he was at the hotel, he didn't know that I seen, you know, I went and seen what was going on. And then when I put two and two together is when I seen her car at the hotel, too. Then there's you at Applebee's. I ain't invited to Applebee's. I like Applebee's. I want some Applebee's, too. But I go to Applebee's, you in the window with her.
Okay, Mr. Baxter, I'm going to now listen to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because clearly this went off the rails. Mm-hmm. How did this happen, sir?
Growing up, my dad always told me, don't let no man into your house or your
Let me stop you right there, Mr. Baxter, because this is the one thing what you're not going to do is explain your lack of character by saying that she let somebody come into the house. Mm-hmm. I'm already going to take her to task about bringing folk up in her house too much, okay? Mm-hmm. But a man of character, a naked woman could be laying on the floor. A man of character who is married.
Turn around.
And walk turn around and walk out the house.
Turn around and walk away.
You let some hoochie come in between you and your wife.
And I started putting...
Not necessarily, because I feel bad about it. I was being...
He didn't feel bad, because when I caught them, they didn't know what
really,
to say when I fronted them about it.
I still don't even know how to even ask for her forgiveness.
How long did it go on?
Tell the truth. Too long.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, everybody lying to Ms. Pegler.
Basically. But I had my receipts. I just let them sink their own hole.
Okay, Ms. Pegler.
She's first.
How'd you catch?
So, he was supposed to be going on a boys' trip to Florida. And she came to me and was like that she met someone online and she was going to go visit them in South Carolina. So, oh, okay. Y'all think I'm real dumb. So I put tracking devices in both of their suitcases.
Ooh, no, she didn't put the air tracks in there.
So when I let them go ahead and enjoy their little trip.
And look at my jury. They up there taking notes right now. The jury taking notes. Oh, so we need to do this next. Okay. I see y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put a hole in the little lining, and then I put it in there, and I sewed it right back up like nothing ever was in there.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm very technical savvy, and he knows that, too.
Leon Panetta up in this okay, to the head of the CIA.
So when they came, when they finally came back, well, once they left, I got all their stuff, both of their stuff. I put it in the same bins and put it in the same bags and changed the locks on my doors so they couldn't get in until I got there. So once I got there, yeah.
It turned up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, and when she had found out, she cut up my clothes, she poured bleach on my clothes, she wrote sheet on my shoes, she busted out a car window, flattened tires, she lost
her mind. She showed herself.
She lost her mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? As crazy as that sounds that she did, she deserved to be mad, sir. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I actually deserved it.
You all separated after that, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Baxter's been out of the house since then?
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Baxter, what have you done to earn your way back?
I start by buying her flowers. I try to be involved more in her life and in her kids. I try to bring my kids around so that we can try to become a family again. I try to take her on dates if she let me.
Have you dated him?
Only last night.
What does that mean? Same place.
He wanted to take me on a date, so he had to buy my food.
Same place, same time. Y'all were at the same place at the same time?
It was convenience.
And somebody probably needed to feel loved and wanted again.
You're right.
Mr. Baxter, am I right?
You hit the nail on the head.
You know, here's the thing. When people come to divorce court and they tell me they're done and they're ready to go, I believe them when they come in here with papers signed and ready. Neither one of you all brought papers in here because there's still so much between you. I can tell.
I made a mistake. I just want her back. I really want you to know that.
Well, let me tell you something. In order to rebuild trust, you have to have a willingness to work on the relationship. You have to be willing to reflect on the experience, which you all have done here today, and I'm very proud of you.
I regret everything I did, Your Honor.
You have to openly apologize, which Mr. Baxter has done. You have to give your partner time, Mr. Baxter, which you've done, and Ms. Begler, you've taken that time. You have to try to create new memories, and something tells me last night was the start of a new memory. The two of you need to remember that you can trust people. You don't have to be Leon Panetta all the time. And you can't be sneaky. You do need to learn to ask for what you need, Ms. Begler. You say to your man what you want. I want my flowers. I want my date night. I want to go skating again. I want to beat you at bowling. You have to ask for what you want. And you, sir, don't wait for her to drop a towel. You need to say, you're my wife. I love you. I want to please you. I want us to get back to us. You have to ask for what you want. Do you think you have a future with this man?
I honestly can't answer that question right now.
Is this the man that you love?
I want my wife back. I want my wife and my family.
Do you love him still?
Yes.
I love you.
You can take the time to rebuild the trust. Mr. Baxter, if you love her, it's time to show her. And showing her is working to win her back. So I can tell you the truth. People can get over an affair. They'll never get over how it made them feel. So it's really important for you to let her feel what she needs to feel. But it's also important for you, if you say you're gonna get over it and start all over. That's the only thing that's gonna work. I can't make you stay together, and I'm certainly not willing to throw you away. Now, you could keep doing what you're doing and moving forward, but that's not gonna make you happy. Because I can tell you right now, last night made you happy. Or at least satisfied. Give it a few more days. Give it a few more months. Give it a year if you need to. But don't throw away your marriage until you're 100% ready. Don't say goodbye until you're really ready to say good riddance. Mr. Baxter, you got work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Step my game up a little bit.
Step your game up a lot.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm undecisive. Just undecisive.
We're gonna make it work.
Robert, I am pulling for them. I want them to work, but I have to tell you, that was a pretty big betrayal.
I am so sorry. That's trifling.
Oh, no, he did not use a straight-up Jersey word.
Trifling.
Trifling.
Because think about it. Lola?
Yeah.
She knew both their strengths and weaknesses and used it for her own benefit.
Let's just pray the two of them can find themselves back to each other.
I really want that to happen.
I hope it happens. Ooh, but she a better girl than me.
I couldn't do it.
Made in Georgia.